It's time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Raphael Enayhausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Raphaela with this week's pick.
The New York and Hollywood elites, they think their job is to drag the rest of the redneck morons toward the light. They don't understand the people that grew up with values.
Roger Ailes turned Fox News into one of the most powerful forces in American politics. The documentary, Divide and Conquer, the story of Roger Ailes, follows his rise and fall.
If you want to have tremendous political influence,
right,
and still be a womanizer, drug abuser, or an alcoholic, you only have one choice of career, and that's journalism. Because journalists won't attack each other. They only attack the rest of us.
Filmmaker Alexis Bloom covers Ailes' climb as a political strategist, from Richard Nixon to Donald Trump. But the film also chronicles his darker behavior towards women. Kelly Boyle was a political marketing consultant who rejected Ailes' sexual proposition. She describes how a colleague explained the consequences.
You're on a no-hire list. A no-hire list? And then all of a sudden, it all fit into place. That's what Roger had done. And that was the end of my career.
Under Ailes' leadership, Fox paid out settlements for multiple claims of sexual misconduct, including one to former Fox contributor Tamara Holder.
There have been plenty of settlements that none of us know about. And women who've disappeared from there because they're afraid to say anything publicly. That's how big this was.
And we're still feeling its effects. Divide and Conquer, the story of Roger Ailes, is now available on iTunes and other platforms. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.